Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Nedarim Daf Lamed Dalet. We are holding right on top of the Amud, but perhaps we go back to the beginning of this segment of Gemara. So back on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines, 9 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Machshel Leis Avedasa. The Mishnah speaks about a fellow who is a mudar hana, which means Reuben and Shimon may not derive benefit from each other. Still, he can do hashavas aveda. He finds his friends Shimon's lost cow roaming the roads. Reuben can go ahead and return that aveda, that lost item, to Shimon. Now, before we begin the Gemara, there are two possible concerns here. Number one, how can I return that item to Shimon if he may not have hana'ah from me? Is that a concern? Is it not a concern? We're going to see. Number two, the second possible concern is, let's say I'm Reuven, you're Shimon, and I may not have hana'ah from you. Now, when I deal with your aveda, I occupy myself, I involve myself with your lost item. At that point, I am involved in a mitzvah, oisik b'mitzvah. One who's involved in a mitzvah is potter from a mitzvah, is potter from all the other mitzvahs, including tzedakah. So in effect, getting involved with your lost item exempts me from tzedakah and saves me money. Is that considered having gotten hana'ah from you? So we have two possible concerns, and the Gemara will deal with them and tell us when exactly do or do not these concerns apply. Pligibor Rav Ami, Rav Asi. There was a machlekes between these two Amiroyim. Chad Amar, one explained like this. Lo Yisham, when does the Mishnah allow Reuven to return the item to Shimon? Ella, that's only in the following case, b'shenichsei machzir, when the belongings of machzir, the one returning, meaning Reuven, his belongings are asurin al balaveda, are asa to Shimon. Still, Reuven can return Shimon's lost item. Why? He's not giving him anything. He's just giving him back his item. When he returns the item to him, midam, the thing, the nafsheka madale, his own item is being returned to him. So Reuven is not really giving Shimon anything. Well, in terms of the effort and tircha, that's a mitzvah. But in actuality, did he give him something? No. There's no concern there. Avol nechsei bal aveda. But suppose we switch around the arrangement. Your nechasim, Shimon, the bal aveda, are asur to me, Reuven, asur nal machzer. In this case, loy kamahadele. I may not return the item to you, to kamahanele prutud Rav Yosef. Oh, the money earned, the money gained by exempting me from tzedakah is called prutud Rav Yosef, something discussed by Rav Yosef in Maseches Bava Kamma. I'm gaining from being involved in this aveda. I'm getting something from you, albeit in a roundabout way. That's hana'ah, and that's us. V'chad Amar, the other one explains, afilu nichsei bal aveda. Even in this case, where your nechasim, the owner of the lost item's belongings, are also to me, the machzer, asur al machzer, still I can return the item to you, mahadele. Well, the fact that I become pata from tzedakah, that's not such a common occurrence. U'mishum prutud Rav Yosef le'shchiach, it's not so common, and it was not included in your nether. Tanan, let's go back to the Mishnah. So Hashavas Aved is mutter, but you must be careful. Mokim Shinoitlan Aleha Schar. If you live in a community where the minhag is to accept payment for returning a lost item in lieu of lost income, of lost employment, you take some Schar Batala for doing Hashavas Aved. What do you do with that money? You can't take it. Tipol Hanol Hegdish. So you take the money, you don't give it back to the owner of the lost item doesn't keep the money, he can't, he's not allowed to. Rather, he gives it to Hegdish as a gift. Now why? Why is it that, I can't accept the payment and you can't accept it back, it goes to a third party. Bishlem Lamadamah, this works according to the Shita, who says, afilu bishenich sei bal aveda, asurim al machzer, nami mahader, that even when you, Shimon the Baal Aveda, have your Nechasim Asr on me, still I can return the item. We're not concerned about, you know, Prutah the Rav Yosef, right? So that being the case, we understand the Mishnah. So we're speaking where there is a nether in both directions. I can't have from you, you can't have from me. But that doesn't prevent me from doing Ashavas Aveda, as we explained. But you have to stop there. You can't accept that payment. Hainu Diktani, that explains the Mishnah. Makim Shenaitan, Alea Sachar, even though typically you accept payment for returning a lost item, in this case you can't. So I can't accept payment from you, that's Hanna. You can't save that money. You can't, you know, not pay it, because in effect you're having Hanna from me by avoiding payment. Rather, Tipol Hanna Lehegdish, the money goes to Hegdish. That explains the halach. Elo lamanda omar. But according to the other shita mentioned earlier, kishenichse bal aveda asurim al machzor loy mahader. You Shimon the bal aveda is nechasim asa to me. In that case, I can't return a lost item because I'm having hana. I'm oisik with mitzvah, potter from mitzvah, become potter from tzedakah. So when the Mishnah says, I may return a lost item, apparently, we're not speaking about this type of case where I can't have an offer from you. And if that's the case, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to return your lost item. And if that's the case, why can't I just accept payment? Amai tibil hano lagdish. What's wrong with accepting the payment? Right? In any case, we're speaking that I could have an offer from you. Otherwise I wouldn't be returning lost item. So if the minig is to accept payment, let me accept payment. The answer is Achada Ketani. You're right, we're not speaking about a case where both people are usur to have anah from each other. Rather, we're speaking where the Baal Aveda cannot have schar from the cannot take hana from the finder, right? So Shimon the Baal Aveda cannot have hana from Reuven, and it so happens to be that I the finder, although I could have hana from you, right? We're not speaking about it was a two way isser. The Hava Mina the Gemara figured speaking about a two way isser. I can't take from you. You can't take from me. And therefore, the question was, well, in that case, I can't return your Aveda because I'm having a Noah from you because I'm potter from tzedakah. Right? So apparently, the fact that the Mishnah allows you to return the item is an indication that we're not speaking about a case where I, the finder, am usher to accept hana from you. So why can't I just accept payment? Which was standard procedure. The answer is, you're right, we're speaking where I, the finder, can have hana from you. You can't have hana from me. It so happens that I refused payment. I did not want to accept payment for doing a mitzvah. Okay, that's the situation. Question is, what happens to that money? Can we leave it by you? No, because you can't have hana from me. So the only solution is send the hana to Hegdish. Achadak Tani, says the Gemara. The Mishnah, which says that you have to send the money to Hegdish, is not because I, the finder, can't accept the payment. I could. We're speaking that I could have hana from you, but it so happens to be that I refuse to accept payment for doing a mitzvah. But the concern is you, Chadak, you, one person, one party, you, the loser, can't have hana from me, so you can't hold on to that money. You put it at Stakapushka. Send it to Hegdish. So conclusion, according to this version, the first version in the Gemara, which concern can theoretically apply to Ashavas Aveda? Concern A, which is that I'm giving you something by returning the item to you? No, that's not a concern. But concern B perhaps is a problem. That I can't, the finder can't have a no. Because when I'm returning that item, I'm oisek b'mitzvah. I'm potter from pruta de Rav Yosef. Is that a problem? So if it's a case that I can't have enough from you, can I engage in your aveda? We have a machlekes. Ika de maslana b'haylishna. Others had a totally different version. They switched around. They flipped around the entire machlekes arrangement. Again, we have two possible concerns. Returning the item to the owner, is that considered giving him something? Second possible concern, my involvement, it makes me potter from mitzvah stuck. Is that a concern? So pligibo Rab Ami Rav Asi. Once again, we have a machlekes between these two amirayim. Chadama one explains, lo yishana. When do we say that you can return a lost item? Ela b'shenichse balaveda asurin al machzer. That's only when you Shimon the balaveda, the one who lost the item, your belongings are also to me. I can still engage in your hashavas aveda. Let's not be concerned that I'm going to gain that pruta of tzedakah. It's not something common. No concern. That's not called, you know, getting an off from you. So then we allow hashavas aveda. If I can't have an off from you, avol nichse machzer asurim al bal aveda. But the other way around, you, the Baal Aveda, cannot partake in my nechassim. You can't have enough from me. Then we're in trouble. I can't give it back to you. Because I'm giving you something. If not for me, this cow is lost. It's gone forever. So although you actually own the cow, but much you have from it when it's totally lost, it's considered having benefited you. That's one approach. V'chad amar, the other one disagrees. Afilu nichsim machzer asurim al ba'aveda. Even if my stuff are also to you, I can still return the item to you, mutar, because I'm not giving you anything. D'mechader limidi d'naf sheikim ha'ad alim. When I give him back something, it's his. Something that really, really belonged to him. And therefore, it's not considered giving you something. Tanan, we have a kasha from the Mishnah, which says, Mokam sheneitin aleh sachar. Although typically in this place they get paid for Hashem's aveda. No. Tipul anol lehegdish. The money goes to hegdish. Why? So according to the Shita, which said that even if my nechassim are asa to you, I can still return the aveda to you because it's not considered a hana, it belongs to you. So now we can understand the Mishnah. Hainu de metaretz makim. So the Mishnah, which says that you send the money to Hegdish, can be speaking about either one of these two cases. That either the owner of the lost item can't have enough from me, and still I'm returning the lost item to him, but he can't. If for some reason I refuse to accept payment, he can't keep it because he's actually benefiting from me. Right? Or speaking, now we're both asa to each other, right? But I can still return the lost item to him, and then I can't accept payment, of course. Problem is, he can't keep the money either. So whether it's this or that, he has to send the money to Hegdish. But according to the other approach, that if the finders' belongings are also to you, the losers, the owner of the lost item, my nechassim also to you, I may not return an item to you because it's considered giving you something. It's considered mahana to you. So when the Mishnah speaks about doing Hashavas Aveda by Mudar Hano, apparently we're not speaking about such a case. That I am Asur to you. Otherwise I couldn't do Hashavas Aveda. The only Heta would be if you're Asur to me. Right? So if that's the case, if I can't take the payment, just hold on to it. Hechem etaretz mokim. Right? How's he going to stand the lashon of the Mishnah? Mokim, that it, you know, it takes schar, send it to Hegdish. What's the issue? The owner of the lost item can have an offer from me. Why does he have to send the money to Hegdish? Just hold on to the money, keep it. Kashi, we leave it as a kash. So bottom line is, the Mishnah says, Mudra no, can do a Shabbos Aveda. We have two possible concerns. I'm Reuben, the finder. You're Shimon, the loser. The owner of the lost item. If you can't have enough from me, who says I can return the item to you? Am I benefiting you? That's a good question. Conversely, if I can't have enough from you, who says I can involve myself in this mitzvah, which makes me potter from tzedakah? So according to version number one of the Gemara, concern one of returning your item is not a concern. It's yours. Concern two of oisik mitzvah is a concern. One sheet is mater, one sheet is oisik. According to version two, it's the other way around. If I can't have from you, there's no concern. The pruta of the tzedakah, that's not shchich, that's not hana. But if you can't have from me, that's a real concern. Can I return an item to you? Machlekes. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Amar Rav, hoysel afan of kika shel hefker. A fellow is walking down the street, and suddenly he notices within, you know, close proximity, the Ran says within four amos, which is, you know, a person's personal space, he notices a loaf of bread lying on the floor. Ownerless, hefker. V'omar, he says, look, I'm not being zoich, I'm not taking it for myself, I'm giving it to Hashem. V'omar, kikar zu hegdish. And then, oops, not lo'ichla, picks it up in order to eat it. Mo'al, he has committed me'ila. Because he has misused this item. How much does he have to pay? Lefi kula. In accordance with the entire value of this item. Because he totally took it to himself. He did me'ila on the entire loaf of bread. Let's say he took it without intention to actually eat it himself. Rather, he's going to hold on to it for his kids to inherit. So here it's a limited me'ila. He only had very little benefit, a token benefit. He impressed his kids with his concern for their future. So he did me'ila, but only on a small scale. Ma'al lefi toivas hanah sheba. Teva salam is just a bonus, a little token amount. The mila was, you know, as much as he has hana, the fact that he gets this, you know, recognition and appreciation from his kids. Boy, minei Rav Chiya bar Abin mirav. Have a kashet. Have a shayla to you, Rav. Reuben turns to Shimon. Kikri ze olecha. This loaf of mine is also to you. So not just this loaf, but my loaf, this which is mine, is also to you. So while it's still by me, of course it's also to you. What about if I give it to you as a gift? I give it away to you. And now I give it to you, Shimon, as a gift. Mahu, can you have that food? What's the question? Kikri, Amar Loi. He used the word kikri. Kisei bereshusi, who the asu, perhaps. That's limited to when it's by me. When it's my food, it's also to you. Or perhaps you can say, Alecha Amarle. He says, Kikri ze Alecha. Ilovei Shabbis Hegdish. He deemed it like Hegdish. It's Aser to Shimon, his friend, regardless of whether Reuben owns it or Shimon owns it. So what would you say? So when it's by me, it's certainly Aser. What if I give it to you? B'matana. Does it become Mutter or not? Amarle. So Rabbi says, of course it's Aser. Pshita. The Afgal, the Yahavale Matan, of course, even if he gives it to Shimon ben Matan, Asr, of course he can't have it. The Isser applies to the actual bread. And the Ran is Geris. The Eloi, Alecha. Because if you're not going to interpret it this way, the way I suggested that the Isser was absolute on this item, irrespective of whether I own it or you own it, if you don't learn Alecha as the primary, you know, focus of this expression, that it's Asr on you regardless, the Fuki Mai, what was he trying to exclude? Meaning, what was he trying to cover here? What was he trying to address? I made it Asr to you. Asr for when? Lafuki di ganva mignav? I was trying to address a concern that you might steal it from me. Well, of course it's asr, not a steal. What was I trying to accomplish when I said this thing is asr to you? To come grab it from me in the middle of the night? Of course it's asr. Oh, so apparently his concern was that maybe he'll come pressure me to give it to him as a gift. To give the matana. So he's trying to avoid that, to protect himself from that. So he says, it's usr to you. But he meant regardless. Even if I gift it to you, it's still usr. I'm trying to avoid that very situation of having to give it to you. So according to Rav, it's always usr. And Rav Chiya bar Abba disagrees. He says, Amar Leiloi, you know what? Perhaps once Reuven gives it to Shimon, it's out of Reuven's domain, it becomes mutter. Lafuki di azmenei Allah. And when he said it's asr to Shimon, you know what he meant? He meant, I don't want to invite you to a meal. I don't want you to pressure me. He's trying to avert that situation of having to invite Shimon to his meal and having to feed him his bread while it's still Reuven's. That's what he meant. He didn't mean that Shimon's going to steal it. He didn't mean that, even if he actually gives it to Shimon, it should still be asr. He was addressing a very specific scenario. Concerned about being plied into having to invite Shimon over to his house for the meal. So he says, look, this loaf of bread of mine, meaning while still by me, meaning if you come eat by me, I'm trying to avoid that. No, it's I'm not interested. It's asr to you in that sense. But of course, if he actually gives it to Shimon, it's a change of hands, change of ownership. That's not kikri. That's not what he had in mind in its mutter. Okay, so bottom line is, we learned about Shabbos Aveda, when it is mutter even by Mudr Hana. A fellow did Me'ilah on a Kikar Shel Hefker. How much was he mail? Depends on his intention, how much benefit he has. And Kikri Ze Alech, according to Rava, even if it's given by Matana, it's Asr, according to Rechi Bar Abin, only as long as it's still sitting by him. Hashem should give us much Hatzlacha and Psuris Tevis.